Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast. Once again, nationally recognized in so many areas, including the number one community college in Mississippi and getting our students prepared for the workforce. Of course, we've got campuses in all five of our counties in our district, including New Albany, and that's going to be our theme as we've got David Goode, the Center Director of our New Albany campus, also the WIOA Director for Workforce. And David, we really appreciate your time and welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And we talk about our Northeast at New Albany campus. Northeast actually took ownership of the Maddie Thompson Elementary building in 2002. We opened the current facility in 2007, and it has been rocking and rolling since. You got a lot going on over there.
Got a whole lot going on. We're excited to kind of tell a little bit about what our story is.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, I know Wind Job Services. We got the WIOA services. Talk a little bit about those.
Wind Job Center is open a couple of days a week. We have a representative that comes from the Mississippi Department of Employment Security. She's there kind of helping folks with unemployment and looking, talking with job seekers about things that we've got going on in the town. We also hold job fairs through the Wind Job Center. We've had a couple here recently. Like TKO Staffing out of Tippah County came over for a job fair. Ashley Furniture out of the Ripley area came over for a job fair as well. So we do a lot of that type stuff through the Wind Job Center just in order to help our students, help others in the community that may be looking for a better job to be able to come in and get themselves a little bit more prepared for whatever the work service has to offer. We also do some WIOA counseling. I have a WIOA career coach that's there. We utilize some federal dollars that come in through Three Rivers Planning and Development District to be able to help pay for training on short-term training classes like CDL training, nursing training, boards for nursing, and different things like that. So always got something going on there in New Albany.
No doubt about that. And, of course, as well as the HSE classes, those ABE, GED classes, talk a little bit about all the different pathways, if you will, that can happen with our students with those particular classes.
Well, we've got several classes and ways that folks can get involved. We kind of start out everything as kind of a prerequisite through our Smart Start program. It's kind of a professional development type training. They learn some things about different careers and do some career awareness type events. They do some customer service training, resume writing, job interview skills, which I probably need before this is over with today. Do some work experience in some of the situations that they have where they actually have students that'll go out in the community and work some jobs just to kind of get them an idea of what it's like to be in the workforce. Those classes run anywhere from 8 to noon, Monday through Thursday. We also do some classes at night through Smart Start. They're from 5 to 9 on Tuesday and Thursday. But like I say, we're just kind of getting folks ready to go to class and ready to go to work with some soft skills type training that we have available through Smart Start.
Very, very important. Of course, I know we had Chassie Kelly on last week talking about C2C, but we offer that as well along with those HSE high school equivalency classes.
We do some career readiness or work keys credentialing for our industry. Those are industry-recognized credentials that someone can come in, take the test, and whatever they score on it, depending on what job that they're looking for, what type of job they're looking for, they can get some credentials, something to put on a resume to kind of stack their resume to be able to get them a better job.
And then, of course, we talked about the C2C classes, career pathway classes, very important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got several different things to as far as our HSE classes are concerned. We do those as well Monday through Friday, 8 to noon. They're taught by Ms. Shanna Cole. They're kind of prep classes to get you ready to take the high school equivalency exam. We have several different avenues that they can take. They can take the GED, which is most notable, recognized. Anybody that comes in is asking about. We also have a couple of other testing that we do as far as high set. It's just another opportunity for them to be able to take and get their high school equivalency. Those classes, like I say, they run Monday through Thursday, 8 to noon. They also have night classes on Tuesday and Thursday as well. Both of those are taught by Ms. Shanna Cole. We also have the career pathways. We do some industrial maintenance training. That's taught by John Garner. John does an excellent job with that, kind of the production worker type training with hydraulics, electronics, PLCs, different things like that, just to kind of get them a taste to see if that's an area that they might be interested in pursuing as a particular career. And if they are, we can also refer them over to the campus here in Boonville for a university parallel or a career technical type program. We also do some medical business classes through our career pathways. Mr. Charlie Smart kind of heads that up for us, and I know Charlie's been on to talk about all of those. And he also does some information technology. We also have some welding classes that we do there as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. But a lot of things going on in the day of life of New Albany campus.
No doubt. I mean, you have a BSU voting precinct this past week, a proctoring center for online classes, 1,000-plus exams per year?
1,000-plus exams. It's really incredible the number of folks that we have. Of course, we've got a lot of students that are taking classes that are online and have to have a proctoring center. We also do testing for Mississippi State, Ole Miss. We had one from Cal State Berkeley the other day, a student there in New Albany that was taking a class from there. We were able to proctor an exam for there. So it's kind of unique to see the folks that are coming in and where they're coming in from.
That is amazing. And, of course, I like this coming up with the holidays right around the corner, holiday candy cake and cupcake decorating class. How about that?
We do. We have a local a person that comes in, Ms. Heidi Hall. She works at the bank there locally, but has some talents there in cooking. And we have some Saturday classes that we have folks that come by and take. I've got a couple of classes coming up here before the holidays are finished up. I don't have the dates with me. I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm sorry, Ms. Heidi. But we can get those if you want to come by the campus there in New Albany. We have some flyers available for those.
David, if you could just stick around, we'll hear more from David Goode later in the show. But first, congratulations are in order to Amanda Murphy Maddox of the Fine Arts Division, who has been selected as the 2020 Humanities Teacher of the Year for Northeast Mississippi Community College. Maddox is a music theory and woodwind instructor in the Fine Arts Division and becomes the second straight Humanities Teacher of the Year to come out of Fine Arts. Dr. Ray Harris was the 2019 Humanities Teacher of the Year recipient. Also, congrats to Northeast Mississippi Community College men's basketball coach Cord Wright. He reached the 100 win plateau with a season opening 91-80 victory over Volunteer State Community College last Thursday night. Wright, in his seventh season at Northeast, has guided the Tigers to five straight playoff appearances and right at 16.5 wins a year during his time at Northeast. More importantly, 22 former Tigers have signed to play at the four-year level during Wright's tenure here at Northeast. This past week, members of the Northeast Mississippi Community College Division of Workforce Training and Economic Development, along with members from the college's Division of Business and Engineering Technology, made the trek to Scranton, Iowa, to visit with representatives from Newway Trucks. Newway Trucks has announced a new facility in Boonville, Prentice County, and college representatives made the Goodwill mission to talk to corporate leaders about how Northeast could help the company be successful here in Mississippi, and also how the college can prepare a employable, ready workforce for Newway Trucks. All right, David, if you could please come back into the show. And, of course, you got a tremendous staff there at Northeast at New Albany, and you teach mostly core classes and also some Tiger Cast classes.
Right. I want to give a shout-out to my staff. That's one of the main things that we've got over there that really is beneficial to everybody who comes in. We've got Liz Ketchum as our counselor over there, does a fantastic job working with students. Any type question they may have about Northeast or college or life in general, she's able to help those guys out. Ms. Jenna Lee Lyles is our WIOA career coach. She's working with individuals on a daily basis as far as training and helping them pay for those. Maybe they've run out of Pell Grant type funding, needs a little bit of help to get those final tests taken for a course that they may have. And she's there to help with funding to do that. Chad Nolan is our Smart Start instructor. Chad is a great guy, does a good job with that. Ms. Shanna Cole is our HSE instructor. She is a rock star over there as far as teaching our adult ed type students. Does a really good job with those folks, very passionate about the kids and making sure that they are successful. And the one thing that I can say about Shannon's class is we're starting to see a lot of those folks roll over into the college side. They come in without any type of credentials. They're able to get their high school equivalency, and now we're starting to see a lot of those roll into our university parallel or our career and technical type classes. We also have our maintenance guy over there is Mr. Bobby Whitley. He does maintenance and custodian work for us a couple of days a week. Brad Sloan, Tracy Barron, Felicia Crump are all our LPN instructors there on our New Albany campus. They kind of team teach that for us. For those of you who are not aware, we do have an LPN program with 12 slots available there in the New Albany campus as well. So we're excited about that. Ms. Bria Claire Browning is our exam proctor. She's there 4 days a week proctoring exams, and like we mentioned, over 1,000 there per year. Gets kind of hectic about midterm and finals. Ms. Irene Harrell is our administrative assistant. She kind of helps out with keeping paperwork together for all of our folks. John Garner, I mentioned him. He does some industrial maintenance, production technician type teaching for us there. John's got about 20 years in at Caterpillar, and we're very fortunate to have him. Kyle Carpenter, he's our project writer for Union County and also our robotics instructor. Robotics class, we've already had one class finish up. Had about 7 folks in that class. I think they finalized all their training and everything this week to get them certified. We've got about 21 folks coming in from Ashley Furniture that's going to be trained starting next week as well. We're excited about that. Ashley's got some robots that they've put in at their equipment or at their site in Ripley, and they need some training on get that taken care of. So we got them covered there. Mr. Stephen Ewing is our welding instructor, and that has really taken off. We've had welding there in New Albany about 2 years now, and it's incredible. About 100% placement rate on folks that are coming in, taking that course, 8-week course, and being able to go out in the workplace. Some of the classes that we teach there in New Albany, we've started TigerCast. I don't know if anybody's familiar with that. Or as familiar with that here on the main campus, but we can have an instructor either in New Albany, in Corinth, or in Boonville, and we can have students at all those locations at the same time. So they're able to take classes that we might not be able to offer because we might not have the numbers available. But now kind of combining all those groups, we're able to do that and make our numbers on our classes. We do things like intermediate algebra, college algebra. Noel Childress and Bonnie Wainer are both teaching that for us. We have history classes. Mr. Brent Grisham is one of our adjunct instructors there. We do psychology. Dr. Laura Pannell, she's an adjunct instructor there as well. English, we have Mary Margaret King, Stephanie Gregg. Both of those are high school instructors there at New Albany. Come over in the afternoon and teach some classes for us there. Principals of Biology, Ms. Summer Tyre. Summer is also a New Albany High School employee, and she comes and teaches that for us. AMP1, Dr. John Little from here in campus in Boonville, he comes over and teaches that for us on Tuesday nights. Music Appreciation, that's a TigerCast class that originates here in Boonville. We have folks in Corinth and New Albany taking that. Ms. Catherine Byers teaches that. We do Computer Applications. It's a hybrid class. And they meet every other week. They'll meet 1 week, and then the next week will be online. Ms. Dorinda Gentry, she teaches at one of the local high schools there in New Albany as well. And we have started this current semester in the fall with the Principles of Mobile App Development with the New Albany High School, and that's a dual enrollment class as well.
That's excellent. Wow. Natasha Lewis.
Yes, Natasha Lewis. We're glad to have her. She actually teaches at the Career and Technical Center there for New Albany High School and has got several guys in that class over there. But this is the first year we're able to do that. New Albany kind of reached out to us and was wanting to do some things like that for a dual enroll. And we would love to nothing better than to even offer more of those type classes for our local high schools.
Well, I know we're running out of time, but you talked about dual enrollment. Of course, the class schedule for dual enrollment, is that 12:45 to 9?
We usually have classes going on starting about 12:45 Monday through Thursday, and we usually have folks on our campus there till about 9 o'clock p.m. with finishing up all of that. So we start out the day with a smaller group of folks there, but we end up with all our students there late in the afternoon. Got a couple of security guards that are there to kind of help us out as well. So give a shout out to Mr. James and Mr. Lawrence Cameron.
That's awesome. Awesome. I cannot thank you enough for your time. I know you're a proud Northeast Tiger. You went to school here, played football here. You've had your children have played. They were student athletes here Northeast as well. So it's kind of an all-in-the-family deal with
the
Good family.
That's right. We love the Tigers.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great work on our New Albany campus.
Thank you for having me.
The Columbus Vocational Center is sending up two buses of its students today, November 14th, to learn all about our career and technical education programs, as well as everything that Northeast has to offer, and will repeat their visit with two more buses of students tomorrow as well. Also today, the second annual Augmented and Virtual Reality Festival will be kicking off in the Student Activities Office of the Haney Union at 11 a.m. Employees are welcome to come over and see how AR/VR can aid in their teaching efforts or their occupations on campus. Following their monthly meeting, the members of our Board of Trustees are invited to join in on the fun at the AR/VR Festival as well. Then tonight, 48 students will take to the stage in the Seth Pounds Auditorium for the annual Parade of Beauties pageant. General admission is $7 for the pageant. And don't forget, if you would like to purchase photos from tonight's pageant, any of our football or basketball games, possibly the Tiger Band's pregame show, or any other campus events, we've got you covered. Go to nemcctigers.smugmug.com, and you will find easy instructions on how to purchase photos, as well as order other customized souvenirs such as buttons, magnets, mugs, mouse pads, keychains, Christmas ornaments, and much more. We thank you for supporting Northeast on smugmug.com. Wednesday marks the opening for musical auditions for the spring musical. Auditions will run from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday in Hines Hall. For more information about the musical auditions, contact Claire Leake in Hines 63 or at 720-7228. Show dates for the spring musical are February 13th, 15th, and 16th, 2020 in the Hines Hall Auditorium. Also on Thursday, the Iota Zeta chapter of Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society will be filling its fall cheese orders in the Black and Gold Room of the Haney Union. If you have ordered cheese, please contact the PTK member who sold it to you to pick up your cheese that day. Northeast women's and men's basketball teams will be back in action together on Thursday, as well as the Lady Tigers and Tigers take on Wallace State Community College at Hansville. Tip-off for the ladies set for 5:30, with the men's game to follow 20 minutes after that women's game is over. Theme for the Wallace State Hansville doubleheader is NBA WNBA Gear Night. Sheila's Flowers and Gifts and Summerford Enterprises of Fulton are sponsors for the game. Now, prior to Thursday's game against Wallace State Hansville, Northeast softball team will hold an official greeting ceremony for the signees of the 2020 class on the third floor of Waller Hall. Signees for the class will meet with other signees from all around the Southeast before coming together for a meal and then introduced at halftime of the women's basketball game. And then next Monday, November 18th, after opening the 2019-20 season at home for over 2 weeks straight, Northeast will end its season opening homestand when the Lady Tigers and Tigers take on the Lady Cougars and Cougars of Lawson State Community College. Tip-off for the women's game is set for 5:30, and once again, the men's game will follow approximately 20 minutes after that women's game is over. Entertainment for the Lawson State games will be the Little Dribblers basketball camp. Coca-Cola will serve as the a sponsor for the game. And don't forget, there are still tickets available for a new hands-on cooking series hosted by Lou Ann Ford. Food with the First Lady is what we call it. Our first event is Marvelous Muffins on Thursday night, November 21st at 6 p.m. in the Health and Nutrition Center. Learn how to cook Mrs. Lou Ann's famous apple raisin, chocolate chip, pumpkin, sweet potato, blueberry jam, banana, and zucchini muffins. Cost is only $10 per ticket, and space is limited to 20 participants. To reserve your ticket, call or visit the Northeast Business Office at 720-7196. A couple quick notes before we wrap up. If you know of a student looking for a $1,000 scholarship for next year, Northeast has teamed with WTVA and First American National Bank to help a deserving senior in the WTVA viewing area. If you need more details, go to WTVA.com. The winner will be announced on December 13th. And for those in the Earning Your Stripes program, make sure that you are entering all your events that you attend into the web portal. Stripes will be awarded on November 22nd to apply toward bookstore discounts and possible gift days. Remember to enter each Stripe event individually, and there's no limit on the number of events or community development that a participant can enter. And with that, we put a wrap on this week's show. Special thanks to Michael H. Miller for all of his behind-the-scenes work each week to get us on the air. So for David Goode, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.